Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this JIG call on the 21st of December. On the call today, we have Edmund Cheng, Jian Zhang, Tang Sun, Sarmad Hussain, Avery Doriel, and from staff, we have Bart Bosinko, Christina Nordstrom, and Olaf Nordling. And apologies, we have from Rafik Damak and Saab Batainen.
Thank you, Christina. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call. As I mentioned in the mailing list earlier, the idea for today is to do a quick a recap of the sessions in Cartagena, and then to consider some next steps. Actually, I should have said consider next steps for both the items that we're working on, the single character IDNs and IDN TLDs and IDN variants. So I guess I'll quickly do a recap, and then perhaps Jane and others can add to it. So in Cartagena, we had two sessions. One is more of a, I guess, a community or public update session explaining the progress on single character IDN TLDs. And the other one being more of a work group session on IDN variants. So in the first session, I think I gave an overview of the issues that were considered by the group, the process that we took, and where we were at on the issue of single character IDN TLDs. We got a pretty good. We assembled a pretty good panel, including Suzanne Wolf and Ram Mohan from the board, and of course myself and Jane and Bart from staff, and as well as Xiaodong Li, CTO from CNNIC. So we got a number of interesting questions. I guess I would somehow summarize that it seems to me that most of the questions point to a number of issues of the new GTLD process, the larger new GTLD process, and which, you know, has implications on single character IDN TLDs. However, mostly were not, I wouldn't say them to be specific to single character IDN TLDs. So from that, I sort of course, that, you know, that's just a very crude poll, but it seems to me that from that response and from the dialogue that we have covered pretty much the issues that pertain specific to single character IDN TLDs in our previous discussion in the initial report as and then in the final report. So that is sort of my you know where my feeling is at. I wonder those who were there anything to add, or you know, think whether you agree with the general assessment. Anyone want to add? Jane, Bart, Avery?
No, I have nothing really to add.
Yeah, okay. I think that you pretty much covered it all. So.
Okay. So, I guess just before we move to the IDN TLD variant, and also, you know, so I guess it's a good juncture to actually have a quick chat about next steps for this particular item. We initially had the close of the public comments on December 30th, And we talked about considering extending it if necessary. So far, from what I understand, I think the ALEC side is preparing a response, which you know looks like it will come within time. The registry constituency as well, probably the CDNC as well. I don't know whether others might be aware that timing would be an issue, and I guess the, you know just generally opening up the item of whether we need to extend the deadline at this point. From the PCTLD side, is there any big concerns with the timeline? Art, Jane?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. So, in that sense, and I think that they're generally comfortable with the direction anyway. So.
Okay. So it seems like it's fine. Well, I guess with that, unless people object, I guess we'll continue with the current time frame, so that we can start the finalization in the new year.
Yes, and maybe Edmund, this is about maybe with regards, if you recall from the interim report. Is that getting closer to the to closure of the public comment period, you'll see that some people may ask for extension for 1 or 2 days just to be able to submit. And then say what we've done at that time was the two chairs granted the exception, knowing these responses would come in. So maybe that's a mechanism for this time as well.
Yeah, I think that worked well. So thank you for bringing this up. I think it seems to me that that makes sense, and we can use that process again, unless anyone feels strongly against it. Okay, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about on this item. Since we're looking at really finalizing it, I'd like to see if we could get a sense from staff. I don't know whether Tina or Kurt is really, or Olaf or others, the right person to perhaps give a bit of thought and response on the impact or staff's point of view on the recommendations. Because I guess The intent ultimately, of course, is as it is being passed to the council, the respective councils, that hopefully they would adopt it into their respective processes for the GNSO point, probably to then pass it on to back to staff and board. On the CCNSO side, probably to either add it into the CCPDP. Discussions as input, and perhaps as into the fast track review process as input at this point. So, I was wondering if it's possible before we complete the finalize the the sort of final version that we would be able to get get a sense from staff. Whether it looks like it's implementable, because this is something that initially staff came back saying that there were issues. So I was wondering, Bart or was Olaf also on the call? I don't know whether you have any thoughts on how we might be able to go about this.
This is Olaf here, and
I haven't much thought on that because I'm pretty much outside the process except for some particular elements in the new GTLD. So I think that would really be a question for to be directed to Kurt on the when it concerns the new GTLD process. Mm-hmm. And also depending on which particular suggestions you mean, probably.
Right. Well, the draft final report that went out for public comments included some fairly specific suggestions to implementation. I was wondering, you know, if it might make sense if we could circulate it to Kurt for a, you know, some thoughts on it before we finalize, because then, you know, that would be hugely useful, or else, you know, I'd hate to, you know, go through all the process and then end up staff coming back and saying, you know, this is really unimplementable, and we have to go back to the drawing board. So I was wondering if, you know, that might be a possibility.
I guess you're talking about implementable or not implementable, and also talking about when it's implementable, whether it's in the short term or in long term. And I would say that my feeling is that very few major changes can be sort of grafted into the new GTLD process before it actually goes into the launch of the first round. That's mm-hmm. my feeling for it. So implementable in short term, long term, or not at all, I guess.
That would be
options.
Useful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think and if the response is that, you know, no in the short term, and yes, it looks like it makes sense in the second round or whatever, that would be a useful indication as well, I think. You know, at least it's not, you know, and then as you mentioned, whether it's, you know, it's totally not implementable, there are all these other issues that haven't been considered, that would be quite useful.
Okay. I can certainly forward it to him and hope we get some response in that vein. Okay.
That would be great. Okay. So I guess that's the item on single character IDN TLD. So in terms of the IDN variants, we had a workgroup session in Cartagena. I was quite encouraged by a number of board members joining, as well as Tina joining the session, sharing with us a number of thoughts, especially because this is one of the issues that we started discussing, and then of course the board made a resolution for staff to start working on a work plan for this, and so I think we had a pretty good sort of report from Tina, and then some thoughts from the board, both on the technicalities or the technical side of the issue of IDN variants, as well as on the policy side. So I guess for those who wasn't there, the main report from Tina in terms of what we could expect is that staff is working on a proposal, which I think Tina says should be out shortly. And the proposal essentially will look into splitting up the IDN variant issue into five language groups and study reports, essentially sort of issues report, or I think they're called study report, would be created for each language group. The general feeling is that the policies required for IDN variants is maybe quite distinct between the language groups, and therefore they've identified five. Let's see if I can recall them correctly. I think it's Chinese, Cyrillic, Indic, Latin, and Arabic. That seems like the direction that the staff report is going to take. I think in general it seems like Suzanne Wolf also made a presentation on the technical side of things and how IETF, the work at IETF. And overall, I think between the two, I think the feeling around the room is that the work at IETF should be separate from the work, the policy work. Although, you know, while they're related, they should not be, it should not be a prerequisite in one, you know, one or the other way. And then also I think the feeling is that the staff study report should provide very good, input into the mechanisms for handling IDN variants. It seems to me, I also feel that the work here it would be of use as well. Whereas the separation into the five language groups allows the studies to be done on specific IDN policies. It seems to me that sort of summarizing from the discussion at Cartagena, perhaps we can continue to do our work with a perspective that with a more high level or abstracted view of it. In terms of the policy, how to actually implement it in the TLD and the the ICANN route part, as those studies are being conducted on specific language groups, they would eventually develop the details of the policies. Whereas our value would be to provide a sort of at a policy implementation level how to deal with it once those language specific policies are in place. So that's sort of my summary and my feeling after the meeting in Cartagena. I think it was very constructive. I wonder if anyone else who were there, Avery or Jane, would like to add anything to or correct me in my understanding of what was discussed.
This is Aubrey, if I can
please
add something, as opposed to just being silent all the time. One of the things that I had an impression of in the meeting is that there's still, a certain discontinuity between discussing the possible requirements of the policy on the technical and understanding the constraints of the technical on the policy as it's being developed. And yes, of course, they're separate, but in recognizing the interconnectedness, I'm not sure, other than being reassured by Tina that everything would be okay, and understanding that often IETF connectivity is done by people, you know, so Suzanne is there, so I am there, and Harold is there, but Harold doesn't participate in that DNS one, and I'm more of a lurker in that DNS one, but so I'm not quite sure that we've sort of, at least let me put it another way, I'm positive that I didn't understand how we maintain even the tenuous connection so that things aren't sort of taking off in several directions with every once in a while having a check-in, but that there is at least coordination of understanding that we're getting, we're getting feedback, but also we're putting input in while Suzanne is perhaps continuing to work on the requirements document in the DNS extensions group, et cetera. So, I, as I say, other than being reassured kind of, you know, tut tut, don't worry, everything will be fine, I'm not sure I understand how everything will be fine. Thanks.
That's a very good observation, actually. I think you're right on the money, and I think that definitely should be some. It seems to me that since you suggested here that perhaps this is one of the things that this group should really take on. The question then is, probably two questions. One is, how do we incorporate some of the, at least the basic understanding where yes, there, you know, everything should be fine, and this is where, you know, where certain things happen, to include it into our reports, actually. This is one part. And the other part is, how do we formulate, or how do we create a process whereby the communication happens? I wonder, Avery, if you, since you brought it up, whether you have any suggestion there.
Certainly keeping the connection with Suzanne, but you know, perhaps even a first step is taking a look at maybe this version of Suzanne's requirements document or others, or her next one, and I'm sorry, I'm still working on my first cup of coffee, and actually making sure that, A, we understand what it says, B, you know, we make recommendations to her if we think it says needs to say something different. And so basically treating, at least at this point, the internet draft that she's working on as something we are looking at, as something we are understanding, because it is supposed to be, while said in more technical language than we may, you know, normally use in this group or in an ICANN in general, it is a mm-hmm. statement of the user's needs.
Right. I think that's a good idea. That seems to me like a process. We can adopt that the ID and as it moves along as a working document here. Oh, well, not working document, but a reference document where we would draft response to. Does that make sense? You know, like we would take it on and we would go over it, and we would draft, I guess, some statements on, you know, which parts we think are right or is good or bad, or, you know, off or on.
This is Aubrey again.
Aubrey, please.
Yes, but one thing we do need to make sure of, and this is one piece, again, I don't have a clear view of, though I have an understanding kind of about how it's supposed to work. We need to make sure that we've coordinated this with whatever are considered to be the formal liaison relationship between ICANN and IETF so that we're not offending it and stepping on its toe too much. But yes.
Right. That's,
and as
that's,
a, so in responding. Yeah.
Did somebody want to add? Thought I heard a rumbling, but. Well, I think your point is whatever you said is important. It seems like the I wonder what which who has that role at this point. Would it be the staff liaison? Would it be staff or would it be the board? The board level, the technical liaison. Which one would be the
Liaison, sorry again, the liaison back from the IETF is the board. I don't know, and this is one of the things that needs to be followed up, whether ICANN itself has made a liaison to the IETF other than the IETF's liaison sitting in the board. And that, I don't know if we have that piece, and I don't know if that piece requires us to do anything formal. But I think we need to explore both the informal, which is, you know, the people going back and forth and reading the documents. It's just that when it comes time to making a comment, there's two ways to do it. There's one, just putting in your own internet draft, which is trivially easy with comments. There's also just sending in an email to the DNS extensions group, which is very informal. And then there's a formal way of ICANN itself, if it wants to formalize a request, A, going through some decision process within ICANN, and then B, using whatever that formal liaison method that can be set up. The IAB does have a formal liaison mechanism within, you know, the IETF. That's a misstatement. IAB is not really in the IETF, but anyway. And I don't know whether ICANN is using it or in which way they're using it. So there's both the informal and the formal, you know, relationship between the groups that I think needs to be understood, stabilized, and owned by somebody.
Hmm.
That's a lot more
I
than
wonder,
I this morning.
I wonder if, Bart or Olaf can enlighten us or help us find out from staff whether that's happening. It's probably, you know, maybe Tina at this point, but I don't know whether how formal that is and whether there is other linkages. And perhaps also to ask the liaison from the board liaison from IETF whether Where should we start first, or should we start, you know, do it in parallel, you think?
It is all up here. If you'd be so kind just to put that on a very short email, and then I can easily forward the question, and that's perhaps the easiest way that it comes from this working group, and I'd be happy to forward it and to return with any reply I get on that. So, but would
okay.
be that would be perhaps the easiest way. Then I can make easy reference to this discussion without distorting it in the process.
That seems to be a good way forward. I think at the same time, it would be probably good idea to sort of, as I mentioned, take. For lack of a better word, take on the ID and as a group and try to come up with some if we have any comments on it to develop a response And then as we find out what the sort of liaison process, you know, how that process would work best, then we can have something to input into that process. Does that make sense? I think, Avery?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I guess that's good. We have a next step, which is to figure out what the communication channels should be with the work at IETF on this issue, and I shouldn't say on this issue, but related to this issue. And start working on some plots and responses from this group. I wonder. I guess, Avery, do you mind being the sort of the informal linkage at this point, maybe to help post the link of the ID to the group as reference, and maybe just send it to the mailing list.
Sure, not at all. I mean, I do follow, you know, the DNS extensions list, you know, at least weekly. And, you know, I even send something in every once in a while. So, sure, I'll...
If I can ask you a little bit more to, you know, to send the ID and, you know, thoughts, you know, send it over here. But also, if there are already, you know, some discussions or thoughts about it, you know, to write a few sentences about where people's thoughts are with the draft at this point.
Okay, yeah. I can certainly do the first part quickly, doing a little synthesis of where the working group is at the moment. Might take me a little longer to turn around, but sure.
Cool. That I think that will be very useful for this discussion here. All right. Well, in that sense, I think, you know, as I was talking about the IDN and Marin issue, I think even as staff goes along and, you know, based on the path that was presented by Tina in Cartagena and also the board's response on it, it seems that it is very focused on the language groups and very specific language policies. If we take a look back at what we discussed, we did talk a little bit about the language policies as well, but there are also a number of items that we talked about in terms of how, you know, once the policies is in place, you know, how then, you know, what is generated out of the policies, and then, you know, what are the language policies, and then what the policies in terms of managing the root zone would be. I think those part we probably can continue to develop, and perhaps on our, you know, our document to re-look at some of the language policy parts, the details there, maybe to lessen, you know, lighten on there or take away some of that. Because, you know, that would be developed more so, you know, as the issues report or the study report would try to tackle and reveal. So I guess my suggestion to the group is that we can take a look back at the document that we had before and try to figure out and focus on the ones that are less specific on language policies. And perhaps we can develop that such so that as those, you know, so that it could be done in parallel in a sense that as the specific language policies are being studied, is being done and it become, you know, sort of revealed itself. We also have a then an implementation on the root zone part, you know, how we deal with the issue in place as well. So I don't know whether I'm sort of making sense, but I guess the suggestion is to go back to the document and restart it in a sense where we would lighten or take away some of the specifics on language policies and then, you know, finalize some of the thoughts on the implementation side of policies on the root zone and continue the work there. Am I making sense? Do anyone have any thoughts? I guess that it's been a bit of time since we have actually discussed some of the substance. We talked about, you know, the different types of variants that would be in the root zone. We talked about, you know, the delegation process through, you know, the two-step evaluation process. And, you know, we talked about what should or how should certain things be delegated, that is, you know, abstracted from language policies. Perhaps, you know, let me finish this and then Bart. Perhaps it seems to me that it's been some time. I think, you know, I'd like to suggest that probably circulate the latest document again. I'd like to ask everyone to take a look at it before our next meeting, so that we can think about which parts we should leave out. So that, you know, as the staff report and the language-specific things are being developed, and which parts we can continue to work on. That's sort of my suggestion. So you know, take a look back at the document we had, and next time we meet, we would start talking about, you know, which parts we should be able to do a little bit more work on. And in the meantime, perhaps, you know, the staff report would the staff proposal would be out. But regardless, we can do that. Bart, you were gonna.
I would suggest more or less the same route is first go back to the document, see where we are, and say, given the discussions in Cartagena, see if they still make sense and what needs to be changed, and based on that one, take a next step at the document, because it has been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess with that, I suggest, you know, unless there are other thoughts or comments, it seems like it's a natural end. I'll recirculate that document just in case, you know, I'll give a link to our wiki so that, you know, it's just a quick, easy reference, and if everyone can take a look at it, and we can reconvene in 2 weeks' time, where we would be able to look at the comments received for the single character, as well as start considering actual work on the idea and variants. Make sense for everyone?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So, I guess with that, we'll wrap this early. Jane, do you want to add anything before we close?
No, it sounds good to me.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for your time again, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks' time. It'll be January 4th. Okay. So thank you, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.